Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled
and
it.
He fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Yeah, it is recovered by Barnett. Barnett! Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball!
They finally hit Brady!
Oh, there it is! Brandon Graham, the strip sack on Tom Brady. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. We are back in Philadelphia with a full show today to pay tribute to Brandon Graham, who yesterday retired. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, shout out to the astronauts that finally got home. They got home yesterday. Now we got to go get those cats in the Antarctic. Did you hear this story, Joe?
Oh, they're stuck there?
There's a group from Africa. They've been stuck in the Antarctic for like 10 months because of the weather.
But they're enclosed? They're in safety? Is this
Yeah, but somebody caught hands yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Somebody, like, they I didn't even know these people were there, right? But yesterday, I guess it all came to a head because, you know, the astronauts came home. They was up there for 9 months. So yesterday, somebody snapped out and caught somebody at the Antarctic base.
Mm.
They caught a fade.
Wow.
And now the people at the Antarctic base are calling for help because somebody lost their mind.
So emotions are running high down the Antarctic.
Ten months.
All right, we start there. That's a long time. That is. You know what else is a long time? 15 years.
15 of them things.
In an Eagles uniform. Brandon Graham, what a career. Yesterday we had the chance, Hugh, to air the Brandon Graham press conference.
Yeah, and he cried immediately.
He did, right away. We're going to play some of the clips here for you. But, you know, yesterday we were down in Clearwater. We played the press conference. We had about an hour or so to react with everyone. But it didn't, you know, we felt like we needed a full show to give to Brandon Graham and his legacy here in Philadelphia. So let's do that today. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We start with Brandon Graham, though, and his legacy in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning. You know, sometimes you can have the greatest career in a team, in a city, and not be the greatest player. Look, Brandon Graham was a very, very good player, and he was worthy of the first-round pick and all the accolades he had here in Philadelphia. But obviously, he wasn't the best player to ever wear an Eagles uniform. But I feel like he had the best career of any person to ever wear an Eagles uniform. Like, when you add it all together, 15 years, over 200 games, no one's ever done those two things in an Eagles uniform to play that many football games, and he played more games here than anybody else. He went to 3 Super Bowls. He won 2 Super Bowls. He accomplished things here that nobody else ever did. The Eagles have been a franchise for a very long time, and there's been some great players here. But for whatever reason, Not all those players won as much as him. Not all those players played as much as him. And not all those players stayed here their whole career. And I'm not trying to slight anyone else. It's just the truth, right? Like, Reggie White played elsewhere. He won his championship elsewhere with the Green Bay Packers. And Brian Dawkins, who's an all-time Eagle, and it's unfortunate because most people didn't want it to happen, he didn't get a chance.
And Brian didn't want to leave.
Yeah, I know he didn't. He didn't get a chance to finish his career. Brandon Graham had the opportunity and the ability and the longevity to play every moment of a 15-year career as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Phenomenal.
He listening to him yesterday, it was an awesome retirement speech. We're going to play some of it here. And it also was like a sign. Like, it reminded me of what a career he had. I mean, to play 15 years, to go to 3 Super Bowls, to win 2. If you had told people the day he was drafted, 15 years, over 200 games, 3 Super Bowl trips, 2 rings, they would have said, that's the greatest career in Eagles history. And I think it was. Hugh, what a career for Brandon Graham.
Yeah, no question about that, man. And I know yesterday when I posted something, I said it might sound weird. It wasn't weird because of what I was saying. It's weird because a lot of times, you know, we as men, we don't acknowledge others and what they've accomplished, especially somebody that is your junior, you know. And I felt compelled to say that because I've always told Brandon, I didn't say anything on my social media feed that I haven't said to Brandon's face, even when he was in his 14th year, 13th year. I would tell him, every day that I had a chance to talk to him, I'm like, man, you are in rarefied air, bro. And anybody that has ever played the game at this level knows what it takes to play the game at this level. And here's the thing. Brandon played in the trenches for 15 years. He got touched every practice that he ever was in as a Philadelphia Eagle. And he played at a high level for 15 seasons. At 10 seasons for me, just to give you a little bit of perspective, my body started to break down, and I knew it, and I was trying to stave off what I knew ultimately was gonna happen. I was just gonna break down. Brandon was able to stay conditioned and keep himself in a state where he could still be productive and effective 15 years into his NFL career.
It's rare.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I was looking this morning, the amount of players in NFL history that have played in 200 games, it's not that many. The amount of defensive linemen that have played in 200 games, it's not that many. Obviously, for the Eagles, no one's ever played as many games in this uniform as he has. And then, I just think it's amazing that he played every role here. He was the first-round pick. He was the bust. He was the star. He was the role player. He did everything, and he was here for so many different eras. I mean, Brandon Graham was here, and they were still at Lehigh practicing in the summer. And then he ends here, you know, now with where they are at this stage of their franchise. 215-592-9494. For me, and we're going to go over today our updated Mount Rushmores, because anytime an Eagle legend retires, you got to take out the chisel and recreate the Mount Rushmore. Brandon Graham's a Mount Rushmore Eagle for me. Was he the best player to ever wear the uniform? Mm-mm. No. And we could probably list off a bunch of players that may have had higher peaks or been
Stars shine brighter.
Yep, but his consistency for so long puts him there for me. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear it. The intro yesterday to his speech when he got to the podium saying goodbye to Philadelphia Eagles fans as a player.
First, I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had in this. And I don't have no regrets. That's one thing I tell them young boys. Don't have no regrets. And so, first, I just want to say, 15 years ago, I walked into this city as a young man with dreams, big dreams, a little bit of nervousness, and a whole lot of fire in my heart. I had no idea back then what this journey would bring. I didn't know how many times I would be tested. I didn't know how much I would grow. And I surely didn't know how deeply I would fall in love with these fans and the team in this city. Today, as I sit here, I just want to thank God, because I know he was the main reason. You know, that was the biggest thing. I love my growth, my relationship with him, and just so much that I've shared with my teammates and reflecting on a career that has meant everything to me. I am overwhelmed with gratitude. My life, my entire life has been forever changed because of this magical place. To Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Dom, and everyone in the Eagles organization. I want to thank y'all. Thank you for believing in me, for sticking with me, for allowing me to call this place home for 15 years. The loyalty, trust, and opportunities you gave me are things I would never take for granted. You gave me the chance to become the player I always dreamed of being. But more than that, you helped shape me into the man I am today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
An emotional Brandon Graham. I mean, he immediately, I mean, we played it yesterday. I mean, you knew he was going to cry right away. Just the emotion overcame him there.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be that immediate. Because like I said, I had a chance to talk to him. And you know, we kind of chopped it up. And we talked about, you know, potentially what he was going to do next. And I could just tell he was real reflective yesterday. He was in good spirits. But you kind of know. He's like, yeah, he about to cry. Because this is an emotional time, man. 15 years. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, on one team, in one city, and to win as much as he did, it really is. Let's hear Brandon saying thank you to the city of Philadelphia.
And finally, to Philadelphia. We didn't start so tight, as you know. You made me work for this, and I appreciate you for that. Through the struggles, the injuries, and the moment where I had to prove myself over and over again, you never let me get comfortable. You held me accountable. You kept that chip on my shoulder. You pushed me to be better. And when the time came, we celebrated together two times. This city is built on hard work, resilience, and unmatched passion. And you bring the same energy to every game, every moment, every season. Your loyalty, your fire, and your unwavering support mean everything to me and this organization. Philly doesn't just support its team, it lives for them. And I see it, and I feel it, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for being the heartbeat of this city. This game has changed my life, but more importantly, this city has changed my life. It has given me a purpose far beyond football. It has shown me what it means to be a leader, to be a friend, to be a man, a faith, and have integrity. While my time on the field is coming to an end, my love for this team and city will never fade. Philadelphia and everybody, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank y'all. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. My last one. BG out, baby.
Hugh, you said something before the show today about, you know, the beginning of his career here. And it was difficult on him, and it was difficult, like, basically, let's be real, most people were frustrated that he wasn't playing better, right? And fandom is that. You have a player that's supposed to be good, they're not that good, you get frustrated. Hugh, he could have handled it differently. He could have channeled it a different way. Instead,
could have been angry.
Yeah, instead,
it could have been like, F you.
Instead, 15 years later, he said thank you to everyone for pushing him to be the best. Like, there's a lot of different ways people handle criticism, right? You could be frustrated, annoyed, or you could say, you know what? I do need to be better, and I'm gonna show everyone I am the guy they thought I was supposed to be. And he handled it that way. And What a cool story that it ended with him saying thank you to everyone out there who was frustrated that he wasn't great right away.
Yeah. And that's the irony of it, man, because I'm pretty sure that there isn't a day go by that when Brandon comes in contact with people and they're very nice and they're very, you know, polite to him and they tell him how much they appreciate him. There's probably some part of him in the back of his mind wondering if this is one of the people that labeled me a bust or was calling me names or something like that. Because as a player, you think about stuff like that. Or you wonder if this is one of the guys that sent me an angry tweet or a mean picture or whatever. But he put all that behind him, and he was able to rise to the levels that he rose to and, man, become one of the greatest Eagles to ever play the game. I mean, it's a great story, man. That's a lifetime. That's one of those lifetime made for TV movie type deals. Like I said yesterday, if Brandon writes a book, that'll probably be the number one seller in the country for a long time because he has so many stories to tell about this organization, if he wanted to, which he probably won't, but and how it changed over the years. That's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to be in one place for as long as you've been and to see so many different changes. So many different changes.
And succeed through all of them.
Yes. I mean,
it's not like he won a lot in the beginning and then he hung on at the end. No, he was in the Super Bowl helping them win in his last year. He checked every box for a career. 215-592-9494. Brandon said thank you to you yesterday. What's your message to Brandon? And is he on your Mount Rushmore? Hugh, is Brandon Graham now that
yes.
you re-etch the rock
yes.
there? So he's a Mount Rushmore
yeah,
Eagle?
He's a Mount Rushmore.
All right. Hugh's in. I'm in. I don't believe he was the best player to ever wear this uniform, or even probably one of the best four. But he had the best Eagles career from top to bottom when you add everything together. I put him on the Mount Rushmore in Eagles history. 215-592-9494. Kyle, your reaction to BG now that it's kind of set in, because we were on the air live as it all happened yesterday. BG reaction, and is he on your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I mean, of course he's on the Mount Rushmore. I made the case yesterday, or at least the point, that you know, depending on how you personally define what greatness is, that I would argue that he is the greatest Eagle of all time. When you put the resume together and the 15 years going to three Super Bowls, two Super Bowl rings for something that, you know, Eagles fans, we didn't have one of before Brandon Graham got here and even for a long time after he was here. And then the defining play to get you that first Super Bowl ring and just what a good guy he is. I mean, like he embodies the city of Philadelphia, the perseverance, the ups and the downs, and then finally being a champion. And for him to go out on top like that, I think there's no question in my mind that he belongs on everybody's Eagles Mount Rushmore.
And he is in a very small group of players that play this long in the NFL with only one team. It is a very rare thing, any era, but especially now with free agency, when players get cut in the salary cap, it is rare. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Brandon Graham retirement? And does he get on now to your new Eagles Mount Rushmore? Every time an Eagles legend retires, we need to update the Mount Rushmore. And an Eagles legend yesterday said goodbye. Does Brandon belong on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Should be Friday.
You dug this. I got a bone pick with you. But first, let me get to this Mount Rushmore thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to circle back to my brother there, Hugh. Mount Rushmore, 100% he's on there. So here's my four Mount Rushmore. BG, now on there. Unfortunately, Doc gets bumped. Concrete Charlie, Reggie White, and new addition Mount Rushmore, Saquon Barkley.
Ooh.
We don't have a second ring without him.
After 1 year, that's an interesting one. But I'm not surprised.
I mean, he's your guy.
He's your guy. I get it.
1,000-yard rushing season, Super Bowl ring. I think he's earned it. Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
I got a problem with you.
What'd I do?
I was one of those fans that was frustrated with BG early in his career,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted Earl Thomas, and I threw a lot of shade his direction. But once I received more information, and by his performance, I can admit I was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and I apologize. It's midday show value number four.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But to all you people who want to forever be petty, midday show value number six, you can hold on your pettiness. take it from BG. He moved on, and he's not maybe carrying a pettiness out loud.
No, I respect. That's what I respect about him. I mean, that kind of plays into to what I said.
You were telling me I wasn't allowed to be back in the fan club.
No, you know what, Chris? I didn't mean it like that, because the simple fact that you would admit that, I respect that. But a lot of people don't. You know how people are. They'll say, oh, I was always a BG fan, or I always cheer for him. And let's be honest, for some folks, that's not the case. That's who I was talking about, not you per se.
Now I understand. I got you, because I don't want to be lumped in with those.
Oh no, because we all listen, Chris. It takes a big man to admit when he makes mistakes. I rarely make those, but if I did, I would definitely admit when I made a mistake. But yes, it takes a big man to admit when he makes.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Because yesterday I was like, man, I was starting to get my back up a little. I was like, oh, don't tell me I can't.
Oh no, you can't be. You know what, man? You can't be. You can't be.
Now I understand.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm glad we made
it. That's the thought process.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the thought.
And hey, listen, but you know who's really mad at you? I heard, because I thought you came in a little mad, because I heard you got called in the Rod's office because you apparently started a movement around the station where, like, now Ike is sworn off wearing pants and he's going to be wearing athletic pants, and next thing you know, he's going to be rolling up in there in his pajamas.
Wait a minute. Ike is sworn off pants? I don't believe that.
Is this because he wears pajamas every day? Have you?
I'm only, saying guilty by association.
Oh, my goodness.
There's one guy that rolls up in their jammies, and now Ike's saying he ain't wearing jeans no more. He's only wearing athletic pants.
Come on. Well, we had Jack in his yoga pants when we went to the Super Bowl. I mean, everyone's got to be more professional right now. That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe Ike's going to still wear clothes. Like, that's Ike's thing.
Clothes?
Ike going to wear clothes. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you've taken the professionalism around here and notched it down a peg. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. How about that? The legacy of Hugh Douglas making us less professional by the day at WIP. 215-592-9494. Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? And really, your reaction is retirement. He said thank you to everyone here yesterday. What do you want to say to Brandon Graham? I mean, we know he listens. I mean, BG's a guy that I think during the season he called in while we were on the air just to talk about Nick Sirianni. So who knows what BG's doing now? He's trying to do whatever he wants, but he could be out there listening. What do you want to say to BG after yesterday? He said thank you to all of us. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, he's definitely on it. When Kyle asked me, I had to think about it, but I was only thinking, who am I taking off?
Right. Well, because we've all had the Mount Rushmores before, so if you put BG on, someone's got to come off now.
Yeah. Mine is Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelce, and BG. I had Donovan up there, actually. Some people probably wouldn't do that, but won a lot of games here and then 2000, so
I like how you're comfortable in your choices. I like how you say that. Most people wouldn't do that.
But that's me. It's my Mount Rushmore. Do whatever I want.
You got to be comfortable, man. Yep. You got to be comfortable.
Nah, man. The guy, he did, man. What are you going to say?
No. I feel you. I just thought it was funny how you were just like, whatever.
Yep.
Like, this is mine. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I don't care. BG had, he basically, like he said, it wasn't good when he first came here. You know, the fans hold people accountable here. And while sometimes we go over top, it's only because we know we're a fairly smart fan base and we know what people are capable of. And all you got to do is put in the work. And he did that. He didn't, it took a little while for us to win a Super Bowl with him. But if it wasn't for that play, that strip sack of Brady, we may not have won that Super Bowl. So that play alone right there will get you at least climbing up the hill of the Mount Rushmore.
Well, totally. I mean, he made the greatest play in Eagles history. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, however you want to frame his career and how you want to look at the numbers, he made the biggest play. I know the Philly special became the most famous play, but the biggest play
was his.
Yeah. I mean, that late in the game with the score close, he strip sacks Tom Brady, a guy who barely ever turned the ball over in big spots to take the football away, and the Eagles were able to seal a championship, their first one in the Super Bowl era. 215-592-9494. Your day today to react with us on what is now a complete career from Brandon Graham. Is he on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? He's on ours. All right, on the other side, your phone calls here, and we have to go over our Eagles updated Mount Rushmores. We have the chisel out. We're going to remake the faces on Mount Rushmore. Who is on Which means who is off, right? Because we've all done this before. We've all, you know, come up with an Eagles Mount Rushmore before. Who now is the new Eagles Mount Rushmore? Brandon Graham calling it a full career. 215-592-9494. We'll do that. Your phone calls. We got a lot to do today on the show, including later on today, the bracket reveal. The 64 hues are etched in stone. The committee got together this past week and put it together. We also have DeCamera versus Fritz in one of the most ridiculous athletic beefs, or I don't know what it is, that we'll get to. Clearwater check-in as well. Elliot at 12. Your phone call's next. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham officially to retirement. Is he on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? We'll reveal ours next. Midday show. Sports Radio 94. WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. As far as favorites that could go down to a dog, I think Michigan goes down round one. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines, team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.